It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferris.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll recap the top news out of Washington this week with Paul Singer of USA Today.
First, a look at a new report on the costs and benefits of self-insurance for Wisconsin state employees. That's an idea that Governor Scott Walker's administration has been studying in recent years. Self-insurance could be passed by the state legislature and put into effect as early as 2018.
David Wahlberg joins us now to talk about this latest report. He's the health and medical reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. David, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello, good to be here.
Well, I want to start by defining what we're talking about in Wisconsin. This is the term self-insurance. What is self-insurance?
Yeah, so basically there's two ways employers can insure their workers. One is called fully insured, and that's when employers hire insurance companies to run the program, and then premiums go to the companies, and they pay out the claims for medical care, and they also accept the risk if there's really large claims, like a transplant, for example. Where self-insurance, the employer does it themselves, and they just keep all the money and the premiums that employees pay, and then they just pay out the claims themselves, usually by hiring a company to administer it.
And the takeaway from the report, it doesn't seem like it's a slam dunk for either option. A quote from your article here, consultants have said self-insurance could save $42 million a year or cost $100 million more a year. Why is it so ambiguous?
Right, and those are previous reports that consultants have made. Well, part of it is what would be the potential savings. For one of the savings that have been cited is an Affordable Care Act fee. And as we know, there's a lot of uncertainty about what will happen with the Affordable Care Act. So that one is a little bit of a question mark. Also, administrative costs. Some people think they might go up. Some people think they might go down. And then another issue is just the whole complicated process of how insurance works and how they bid and how they set their rates. And some argue that the way we do things now in Wisconsin is very competitive and keeps rates down that way, but others say that it could be lowered by doing self-insurance.
When you look at the risk that is assumed and has the potential, I guess, either to save money or cost money, what do you see?
Well, it's hard to know. One thing the report mentioned is that the disease burden of people who are state employees and their family members is slightly higher than normal or than average. So that could mean that there's more chance that people will have really high expenses in a particular year, like a transplant or an open heart surgery or something like that. So that just means that the state might need to make sure it has plenty of cash reserves to pay out those claims. But the report actually mentions that the state seems to think that they have adequate reserves for that.
Where does the state see the most potential for saving money and for having more increased flexibilities?
Well, you know, in a broader scale, there's sort of three groups of people to think about when thinking about self-insurance. So one is the state itself, and they see this as a way to potentially reduce costs, but also to get more control over their health benefits programs, in part through owning the data about employees. Right now, the health insurance companies kind of control that data, and so the state feels like they don't really know if they're getting a good deal or not without being able to see more of that data. The other group is the workers themselves. Potentially benefits might change. They might potentially have to pay more for the benefits. But it's important to point out that those two things could also happen under the current system with fully insured benefits. So that isn't really necessarily tied to self-insurance. And then the other big impact, and probably the one that's leading to so much interest in this statewide, is the effect on healthcare markets or healthcare systems. Wisconsin has an unusually competitive health insurance market, and that's tied to our regional healthcare systems around the state. And most of the health plans that insure the state workers are owned by those health systems. So if insurance changes for state workers, that could have a big trickle-down effect to regional health systems around the whole state.
And you mentioned the cost that could go up, but that could happen under the current system of health insurance. But beyond that, logistically speaking, what would self-insurance change for state employees?
So it's basically a funding mechanism, but it does give the state, meaning the Department of Employee Trust Funds, more ability to directly change benefits than they do now, because now they sort of have to talk to all of the 18 health plans that are involved and get them to sort of sign on to the changes that they're looking at. So, for example, last year, the Group Insurance Board, which oversees this, approved some changes requiring employees to pay more for more cost sharing for some of the benefits, higher fees for some prescription drugs, for example. And so the board was, the state was able to propose and the board was able to approve those under the current system, but it's just more difficult to do that than it would be under the new system, under self-insurance. The state could just sort of do that more automatically.
Now, the Wisconsin Association of Health Plans opposes this idea of moving to self-insurance. What did they say about why that is?
Well, it's mostly because of what I touched on before, that impact on the regional health systems and the insurers around the state. So there are 17 health plans that are in the current fully insured part of the state worker program, and that association represents many of those health plans, notably, especially the ones in Dane County, where this is the biggest issue. So the state workers make up about 15% of the health insurance market around the state, so carving them out of that market could really have a big impact on insurance companies and the health systems that they are owned by. So maybe people wouldn't go to those systems as much. Maybe they would go elsewhere. So as an example, in Madison, Unity, and which is tied to UW Health, and Dean Health Plan, which is tied to SSM, are two of the major players with the state workers. So if under self-insurance, maybe it would be administered by a United Healthcare or a company like that. Perhaps the way that company might set up doctor networks, maybe people would not be as inclined to go to UW or to St. Mary's Hospital in Madison for certain things. Maybe there would be a chance for them to go to different doctors. And so the insurance companies and the health systems are concerned about what all that might mean.
We're talking with David Wahlberg, health and medical reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us today to talk about a new report on self-insurance for Wisconsin state employees. And David, you mentioned this earlier, but the future of healthcare in the United States is kind of in limbo right now, with President-elect Donald Trump vowing to overhaul the Affordable Care Act. So how does that uncertainty play into the decision that Wisconsin looks to be making about self-insurance?
Well, the Affordable Care Act fees that the state pays right now were one of the motivating factors for looking at self-insurance. But there certainly are other reasons, like we've already talked about, and so the state, would say that they still have those reasons, trying to have more control over the benefits and maybe reducing cost. And it's also important to note that the state is looking at doing more wellness programs and disease management programs for their employees. And they seem to be looking at pursuing that regardless of what they decide about self-insurance and, frankly, regardless of what happens at the federal level with Affordable Care Act. So, it could have something to do with what they ultimately decide here, but really the two things are kind of separate.
And just briefly, David, as we wrap up, the board was presented this morning, the report was presented this morning to the Group Insurance Board. How did that go?
Yeah, well, they asked some interesting questions. They talked about a couple aspects of it. One was the savings that they currently have from the program through competitive bidding, and some people questioned whether that really is savings or just kind of a cost avoidance. And then they also talked about why Wisconsin pays more for their workers than other states do, and they said it might be because the benefits are richer, it might be because the disease burden is higher, and it might be because they're getting worse rates from insurers. So those were some of the things they talked about. And now this afternoon, they're talking in closed session about the specific proposals for self-insurance. And then the plan is to vote on whether to pursue this December 13th.
David, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, well, good to be here.
That was David Wahlberg, health and medical reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us today to talk about a new report on self-insurance for Wisconsin State employees.